Coach Holmes.
Quarter. It's great to win. Just really, really proud of these players, the way they keep competing, the way they stay focused. I told them coming into it, we had an awful lot of things to distract us this week. I was a little worried about senior day, and they get out there and they get all emotional and they don't play very well on senior day. And boy, I just really, really proud of these players, the way they went out there and competed. We talked about the challenges we had this week, was we had to start fast. We talked about defensively, we were creating some turnovers, but we weren't setting up many scores, and we had to make something happen on the punt return team, whether it's block a punt. We put a couple things in to turn and give them a little bit more of a chance, and I look like I had a crystal ball once we were sitting there going through about the middle of the second quarter. All of a sudden, we had created two turnovers on defense, set up two scores. We had blocked the punt, but we just couldn't finish them on offense. That was a frustrating thing. And then if you're a really good football team, you find a way to push those balls into the end zone, and all of a sudden it's 21-0 instead of 13-0. But just really proud of these players. They competed. They kept fighting. They competed all the way to the end. Our defense really stood up. I think getting ahead 13-0 took them out of their game plan a little bit. That's why I felt like it was so important to start fast, because if we could get up on them, we'd take the ball out of Bradshaw's hands, and we'd make them turn and become a little bit more one-dimensional, which would make them easier to defend. And it happened to work out for us that way. The defense went out there, got a couple stops early, got a couple big breaks with some turnovers. We scored some points, and that put them in a passing game. From an offensive standpoint, I wasn't very excited about the way we ran the football today, but I still thought that there were some great individual plays during the course of the day. I thought James played very well, thought he was very focused and dialed in. It was a game that was kind of, we never really got into a rhythm. We just hit a number of big plays that took up some big chunks of yardage, but we really got to address our red zone woes. We really got to address that, because that's going to turn and hurt us down the road if we can't get some of those things fixed. But players win games, you know, and these guys went out there and they did what they had to do to win. They executed. I'm just really, really proud of them.
Your thought from the seniors with what they've been through throughout their careers and how they was the opportunity they have now?
That's part of the joy of being in that locker room and seeing the smiles on their faces, knowing what they've been through, not only what they've been through to get to where they are, because how they got here was not easy. I talked all the time about people don't see in the offseason the hard work, the commitment, the dedication, guys coming out here, running all summer, throwing, giving up their summers to be here for summer school. And I just, the commitment that they've made, the blue-collar approach that they've taken is why they're sitting here with where they are right now. And we just got to stay focused. We got to stay focused on being 1-0, but I think the senior leadership, their commitment, their desire, their focus, I think is why we're sitting here. And that's why when you get in that locker room and see those guys smile and they all get to sing that fight song, it's the one time a week when it's just everything's off everybody's shoulders. You got found a way to get a win, and that's what makes this so enjoyable, is finding ways to win, is seeing how they respond and knowing how hard they've worked to get here.
Coach Allison, he threw the touchdown that pretty much put you guys ahead comfortably.
Yep.
You guys had won that play twice before they snuffed it out. Did you kind of play on their over-aggressiveness to throw that pass and slip?
Well, we'd run two reverses, and I wanted to get this thrown early. I was trying to set up. We ran a number of reverses against them a year ago because they flow so hard, and they were flowing so fast with their linebackers to try and take away their run, that I ran a couple reverses to get the ball out on the perimeter, and with the way they were flowing, they had to take it away with their support. And once we ran the second one, they're in the box going, oh, it's there. And I said, all right, put it in our back pocket. We're coming back to it. And we came back to it, and they blitzed it to try and take it away. But I thought, boy, Andre did a phenomenal job. And it was Brandon Fractious that was stuck on the block. He jumped inside of one, got back outside, and instead of panicking, kept his eyes up the field and threw it. I mean, he could have punted it to him and he could have caught it. I mean, he was wide open. But I thought Andre did a great job of even getting the ball off, because they brought a blitz right into it.
Coach, the conference is leading rusher. Do you hold him 26 yards?
Yeah, this defense, I'm not – I don't knock on wood, because I know we're playing another good one this week, but they went and they've gone against DeMarc Bradshaw and Smith and Slayton, and they've had some pretty good running backs that they've had the opportunity to line up and play against, and I think that they've done one heck of a job. I think this defensive staff has done a great job of challenging our players with what's in front of them, with what we have to look forward to, with what's coming in here, and they've really risen to the challenge. And I mean, I think it was as much our defense did what they're supposed to do as in the big picture. Once we got up on them, we put them in a little bit more of a passing mode, and they couldn't just pound the ball away. But I thought that was huge for our defense. They're doing a great job. For I said at the beginning of the year, we'd be a more talented defensive football team than we were a year ago. We may not be a better football team, but we'll be more talented. I think that proved to be an accurate statement early. Early, we were not much better on defense. We gave up an awful lot of yards rushing the first couple weeks, but you see how everybody's starting to fit in. Guys start to feel more comfortable. Guys start to feel relaxed. Guys understand the game slows down for them. It's not in fast forward, and they start to see things. And boy, they're really coming into their own as this year's progressed.
What Zach Slate doing?
Yes, Zach Slate has been phenomenal. I mean, he really has been. As a special teams player, he blocked the punt. As a rush end, with what he's given us coming off the end, how he's making some things happen, Zach Slate has probably been, when you look at special teams, defense, everything, probably one of our most active players on this entire team.
You're ball low, Coach.
We are. Enjoy that at the bowl. I mean, I think it's great. I love it. But that wasn't our goal coming into this season. You know what I mean? That wasn't our goal. It's kind of a monkey off your back, but we just got to stay focused with two games left to play. As I told this team, we're going to have time to celebrate the accomplishments of what this team has done. We're going to have the opportunity to celebrate the seniors and everything that they've brought to this program and the difference that they've made in this program, just with their leadership and everything else. Just today's enough today. We still have two games remaining. I think it's great for the fans. I said this at the press conference, the speculation, the big picture, the joy with all that. I mean, I think that's great. I'm excited to see the Pirate Nation enjoy this success. But as a football team, we got to stay focused on what we got to get done with two games remaining to play.
Can you talk a little bit about how this team has matured? They're back on the road a couple of games when they started the season.
Unbelievable. I said we broke the season down into pieces. I mean, the first two games on the road, I didn't like playing on the road with all the young players we were playing and all the inexperience. Then we got to come home and get a five-game win, you know, a five-game homestand, which a lot of those guys got to play. Now, all of a sudden, when you're going back on the road, they're seven games into it. Well, there are a lot of sophomores that haven't played seven games. I mean, so all of a sudden, they've got seven games experience under their belt. We go on the road, have a great win at Southern Miss, a great win at Central Florida, to come back home now, find a way to get this win at home with Marshall. Now we got to go the next two games on the road, and we play a very good Rice team who's made an awful lot of things happen. I don't know how they fared today, but they've been doing an awful lot of good things, and that'll be a heck of a challenge. And then we finish up right here across the street with NC State. So we've got kind of these last four of our last five. We said if we want to make anything special happen with this season, we got to be road warriors, and that's been our battle cry right now. Felt like we would have enough emotion for the last game for the seniors at home, but now we got to go back on the road, and we got to pick up our battle flag of we got to go be road warriors, we got to go play on the road, we got to go play with everybody against us. And one thing happened to us in Central Florida when I brought the team out, and it was right in the student section, and they're all on top of us, and they're yelling things and kind of cussing at us. And I mean, they were sitting there, and Marcus Hand looked right at me, and he goes, "This is great." And it's like, now we're getting there. That's the attitude that you want, that when everybody's against us, that's when our resolve as a team, we have to tighten the ranks and really close in, and we have to really get after it, and we got to be excited about that role. Is that it? Well, thank y'all. That was simple. Everybody wants to go celebrate, I guess. So everybody's looking to get out of here in a hurry.
Yeah.